right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Talking Sports Podcast. I am your host, JB, for the night. Unfortunately, again, Rob is not able to make it, but we're going to hold it down for him. But my guys are with me as well, TJ and Nate. Welcome back, man.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Well, we're here.
Man, well, I appreciate you guys joining me tonight. But with that being said, let's jump right into it. First things first, I want to give a big congratulations to the Crimson Tigers for winning the college football playoff matchup against the Alabama Crimson Tide. That was a complete shit show. But, you know,
blowout.
Yeah, that was a crazy ass blowout. But like I said, congratulations to them.
Mazel tov.
Man,
Bama went down. I was happy, so that's all I wanted.
Man.
With that Alabama butt whooping.
But moving right along, though, I wanted to touch on let's talk about James Harden. I know we talked about him here in the previous weeks, but that man looks so good, man. Like, Chris Paul went down. James Harden is back to carrying the load. He's back to, keeping the ball in his hands. Nate, what do you like about it? Or what don't you like about it?
Don't like that he's not playing for the Warriors. No. I like the fact that he is just dominating. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you say. I'm going to destroy you.
For sure.
I love that. I also like the fact that he's not pressing. So, like, watching the Warriors game where they played the Warriors specifically, he looked like everything was just under control. He looked under control. He didn't force anything. It was just, I'm not saying that he does force things often, but he looked super cool. And the fact that he came out and said, "Hey, I want to be MVP again."
And man, I heard that. I was like,
"Well, I mean, how many people have actually done that back to back?"
I couldn't even tell you honestly.
Hey, well, as of right now, he got that title at the MVP title right now, so
yeah,
he should want something.
Him and Giannis, but
oh yeah,
he's on another planet right now.
Yeah, okay. TJ, what you think, man?
I like watching it, man. It's that drive back for the three. Hey, I like watching it every time. He breaking ankles, too. I love that. I get my mom play to do that. We be cool, but yeah, that's another story.
Man.
But yeah, what he's on, like a 14, 15, 30-point game?
If I'm not mistaken, he's had 11 –
Yeah, 14.
I'm sorry. Yeah, like you said,
14. Yeah, so he on a 14 with the 30-point game. So I like that. They said Kobe was the only other player to do that. So to be in talks with Kobe, I think that's, like, excellent for him for what he's doing. Also, when Nate said about the MVP, I was like, oh, okay, you're trying to go up on another level. So I actually, like, want to see what happens.
My only concern with this is that I've seen this over and over again since he's been a part of the Houston Rockets, and it's like, I've seen this, over and over, and then it's like as soon as you get to the playoffs, I mean, like I said, I'm not really caring to see what he can do in the regular season. I want to see what he can do in the playoffs. So
I was going to say, like, because he kind of never shows up to the playoffs, but, like, if y'all go again like I did last year and, like, CP3 don't get hurt, mm-hmm, I think y'all can, like, take the West. I really do, so. And Clint, Clint's having – he's playing good, but I think he got to play more defensive-wise. Clint Capella, they're breaking him down, so I think he got to, like, get his head together. But other than that,
and that's another thing, Clint Capella, he's so used to catching alley-oops. You know, he's not he's not used to, he doesn't have any mid-range, he doesn't have a post game, so it's like y'all only have him down there for alley-oops and rebounds. You have to develop him more, so that he can start getting more involved, because, like I said,
Houston, like, Houston, like, if it's not a three, we don't want it. For real.
Is Patrick Ewing still out there?
Is who?
Is Patrick Ewing still down there?
Or not
Patrick
so.
Ewing, I'm sorry, Akeem Olajuwon.
He's coaching a big man, but I mean, I don't know, Nate. That's a good question, because last time I seen Akeem Olajuwon, he was working with, was it Dwight Howard? I think that's the.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. I was just wondering if he was still down there.
But I mean, because if that's the case, if Akeem Olajuwon is still down there, then Clint Capella, what are you doing? You know, so I don't know, man. We're kind of still early. Not necessarily, you know, early. We're almost getting to that halfway point. So we shall see, gentlemen. But moving on, switching gears, fellas, to football. Last weekend's wild card games, I think all was, I'm sorry, was it, is it, is it four? All four wild card games last week were, they were very interesting. TJ, which one stuck out to you more?
I think it was the last one that came on, the Bears. Who did they play again?
The Eagles.
Yeah, the Bears and the Eagles. I was going for the Bears because, like, I believe in defense. I like watching defense.
Mm-hmm.
But, like they number one, they defense didn't struggle. It's just, like, the offense, they just couldn't make plays. So that's why one of the reasons why the Bears was, like, struggling throughout that game. So that's the game.
Why did their offense struggle, TJ?
Mr. Trubisky, he didn't know what he was doing. Like, he just looked like.
Because of what? The Eagles defense.
I mean, you were saying something about that championship DNA. So, like, you did have a point right there. So, like, they was the champs last year. So, they got that DNA, especially with that young corner. So, he's stepping up.
But, I mean, I don't know. Let's be real. Had that ball not been tipped, we would be looking at Khalil Mack and company advancing to the divisional round this weekend.
But I can't say that. I mean, you can't say it obviously because it didn't happen. But
yeah,
that kick didn't look good from the start.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at.
When he made the first one, and they called timeout, which everybody
it in,
knew,
though. He knocked it in.
Mm-hmm.
The first one that he made, you could tell. I mean, everybody knew he was going to call timeout.
Yeah.
But when they took the camera and they panned around to the inside of his helmet, to his face. And I looked in his eyes and said, he's not going to make another. Because he looked so relieved that one went in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, he's not going to make it. If he has to kick it again, he's not going to make it. And lo and behold, he missed it. I mean, that tip was not – it got up there. So you could say tip all you want to, but unless it's blocked, I don't believe a tip will influence – I mean, it may influence a spin on the ball. But I feel like he was going to miss that regardless.
Well, I'm not taking away from that game, but I think a game that you know, stuck out to me, and a team that I know, Nate, I know you didn't join us last week, but I am rooting for the Chargers to come out of the AFC. I think it's time, you know, Phillip Rivers, it's his time, man. And I feel like that offense and that defense, you know, it can't go wrong. You know, so Tom Brady hasn't really been clicking, you know. The Cowboys and Seahawks game, that was a pretty cool game. I wasn't able to watch it thanks to Fox and their negotiations with Spectrum. but, you know, shout out to Allen Hurns, man, you know, get well, bro. That was a nasty injury.
Oh, yeah.
The
I think I'm out of the team that I wanted to win lost, I think.
Yeah.
honestly
though, but the shocker game that came to me, and I know Nate, I know you waiting to touch on this because you're a big fan of them. I didn't see the Texans scoring one touchdown and losing at home in a wild card game. Nate, go ahead and touch on that, bro.
Well, it's kind of hard, but if you look at it, Deshaun Watson. His debut in the playoffs did not go well. And basically the way they did it, was they ran a zone at him, and that forces you to read the field, read all areas of the field. He didn't have the time, for one, to read the entire field. I don't think their offense adjusted to that to help him out. And he struggled. He struggled quite a bit. And, you know, Andrew Luck and them, you know, that's they're ready. You know, they came in. They had seen Houston twice. Houston really didn't change anything on defense. So, I mean, they just basically, you know, they got a nice little lead and they could hold on to it because of what their defense was doing to Deshaun Watson.
But also, Nate, I have a question for you because I've asked TJ and he somewhat disagrees with me on this. Had it not been for D. Thomas going down, do you think they would have got past the Colts?
No. No.
Damn.
No, he struggled that much.
I'm going to say, the way that Deshaun was struggling, heck no.
I mean, it's basically one of those things that – I mean, it would have helped.
See, now that's my thing.
I give him that. Yeah, I give him that. I wouldn't say they wouldn't ever, like, shut him down.
Because, TJ, me and you was watching that Texans and Colts game, and it was just like, you know, Deshaun Watson was only looking for one target, and that was DeAndre Hopkins, and it was like he had nobody else to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, Fuller's out and Demaryius Thomas was out. So, I mean, you know,
all his go-tos
is down. And so it's like, yeah.
Had they been fully healthy on offense, they would have standed a better chance. But Deshaun struggled so much, it's hard to believe that you could have put Emmanuel Sanders and Antonio Brown and Tyreek Hill out there and he would have looked bad because he struggled so much.
Damn, Nate, is that bad, bro?
He struggled. I mean, Deshaun Watson has a pretty good arm. I mean, he's got an above-average NFL arm. And, I mean, he was throwing passes in the dirt, throwing passes behind guys. I mean, he struggled because it's like he didn't know where the underneath guys were, where the over-the-top guys were. And it just takes a second for, you know, your QB coach or your head coach to come over and say, okay, look, this is what they're doing. But you never saw that. Like, I didn't see it. And that, I mean, it's the playoffs, so they try to show as much as they can. I never saw it. Or at least Hopkins come over and say, hey, look, okay, this guy's coming underneath, this guy's coming over the top, so this guy should be open underneath. Like, every pass that he completed was like a wheel route or a swing route.
Yeah.
And it just, he struggled a lot.
Well, I guess we will see Deshaun Watson and company next season. But we're going to reverse back into the regular season because these guys didn't make it to the playoffs because of the Cleveland Browns and all of the issues they have going on. And I know, TJ, again, me and you touched on this last week, but Nate, should the Steelers trade away Antonio Brown or make amends with him? TJ, what you think?
Like I said last week, if we get something like very special to replace him, I'm with it. But like other than that, like my time is said, he needed to do something with him.
Hold on. Now I'm sorry to cut you off, but I know this came out today, so maybe this will, you know, put something into you all's answer or opinion or whatever. The manager or president Art Rooney came out and said that. He said that he doesn't want to see Antonio Brown go, but all options are on the table. So, yeah, I don't know.
I know they've been talking about talks here and there, but I would love to see him stay because, like, I know Ben's used to him, so I know like Juju's there, but. It's just like it's hard to replace a top receiver in the NFL, like with somebody. I don't know. I don't think they're gonna get anybody that's like good for him. But like I said, if the trade do go through, like I hope we do get somebody.
Yeah.
So,
Nate.
Well, I don't think you're gonna get anybody for him. I think you'll get draft picks. But
yeah.
I don't know. Player trading is really kind of dead nowadays. Trading a guy for another guy. But, I mean, I can't say – you can't say – or I can't say that he's not already replaced. Juju is the next big guy there. So you have that.
But then you
well, you just got to replace Juju now.
The second
fiddle guy. He becomes the first guy, and now you got to get somebody for the second guy. Absolutely not. What were you saying?
No, I just hope they handle the situation better than they did Le'Veon Bell. So,
well, if they don't trade him, it's going to be like Le'Veon Bell. It's going to be exactly like Le'Veon Bell.
You think?
He doesn't want to be there. It's pretty obvious. He doesn't want to be there. And I don't think they didn't make the playoffs because of the Browns. They didn't make the playoffs because they didn't show up in big games.
Oh, yeah.
Or even in games that weren't big, like the Raiders.
Come on,
no offense. No offense. Now, wait a minute. Who thought the Raiders were going to win that game?
I didn't.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't think he's going to be there next year. I don't know where he could go or where he would want to go. But I don't know. I don't think he wants to be there. I think that's just the number one thing. Ben Roethlisberger, to me, and just the things that I've heard, is a terrible teammate.
I know. I've definitely heard that as well, Nate.
And I've heard it more than a few times. And if that's the case, I mean, do you – and then – see, here's the thing that kills me. I just heard them talking about a contract extension for Ben Roethlisberger.
That's what I heard. I was like, what?
So Le'Veon Bell doesn't get his money, but Ben Roethlisberger gets his.
But you also have to look in that aspect. It's not the same situation, but obviously Ben Roethlisberger has been there longer, and obviously they're going to want to keep him around more than anybody else on that team, because it's almost like San Antonio Holmes. Like, in my opinion, come on now, let's be real. You know, that catch, and I mean, I feel like he should have still been on the team, but hey, they shipped him off to the Jets, and look what happened. Yeah. You know.
Well, I was laughing at the fact he called him San Antonio when it's San Antonio.
Oh, well, whatever. The listeners understand what I mean, but I don't know, man. I just feel like Ben, and I'll say it, and you all know how I feel about him. He's one of the greatest of all time. But there comes a time where you're going to have to replace that man as well, because he threw hella interceptions this year. And
that brings me back. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Step in.
That brings me back to, okay, Denver game. Mm-hmm. They got the ball on the 3-yard line. You have Le'Veon Bell, you run it, game over.
Yeah.
Simple. You get to Oakland, you get the lead in the fourth quarter. You have Le'Veon Bell, you run it, game over. Simple.
Wait, Oakland.
Those things. The Oakland game. Didn't they have the lead near the fourth quarter?
No, I don't think so.
No?
Okay. No.
I could have sworn they had the lead at some point. But anyway, the Saints game, near the end of the game.
Man.
You had Juju who had the fumble. I get that. But Le'Veon Bell, a couple of nice runs, maybe a couple of screen passes, get in position, score, game over. Now, this is not a Le'Veon rant, so I'm just saying.
I was about to say, because I'm like, bro, Le'Veon didn't play this year, bro. I'm like,
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
You could have had that option there. You win any of those games, you're in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And Baltimore doesn't stink up the joint against the Chargers. So, I mean, there's so many things. But the fact that we've now heard that Ben ran off Todd Haley, and he ran off this teammate and that teammate. Now it sounds like him and Antonio Brown are getting into it. If they, let's say they trade Antonio for a second, 2 seconds, maybe even get a first. I don't think they'll get a first because he's like 31 now. So seconds or a couple seconds or whatever. And they don't replace him, they're going to miss him.
Oh, yeah.
Bad.
Of course.
Very bad. So, you know, two of the three B's are going to be gone by next season.
And before we move on, I got this one last thing to say, because they said that the situation between Antonio Brown and Ben was, if you know, it involved Ben yelling at AB for not running the right route. But at the same time, that all comes with respect. Like, just because, you know, Ben might be bigger than Antonio Brown, that doesn't give you the right to yell at somebody else. Like, it's all about how you approach somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that I don't care about, because I've seen Bell or Brown yell at Ben for not throwing the ball. So that, I mean, that I really don't. That doesn't, I mean, no, unless no, he no, did it no. in the locker room in front of teammates, I don't think that.
No, but that I guess that plays a big part in what Antonio Brown is saying. You know, that was his breaking point. You know, when he said Ben yelled at him and told him to run the route again or yell something. So, I mean, like I said, bro, it's all about how you approach somebody, you know. So, but I don't know, man.
Man, that's what you in the league for, man. Just run the play. Y'all out there having fun.
But, hey, if y'all need a wide receiver, call me. I'm available. but let's moving on. Let's touch on the four games this week. Let's see. We got the Colts at the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend. Yeah, Nate, go ahead and touch on that, man.
That's a stupid horseshoe. We absolutely have to win this game. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You have to do it. You're 0-4 against this team. They've embarrassed us. They've come back in miraculous ways. Break the cycle is what's been going around the city here. Break the cycle, mm-hmm. or break the chain.
25 let's roll. Years. Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is. This is you have, in my opinion, the MVP at quarterback.
Yeah.
I agree.
This is his playoff debut. If the Deshaun Watson struggles that you saw and the Lamar Jackson struggles you saw, this is where they say, okay, young guys can't do it in the playoffs. This is where you break that. This is where you show them, yes, we can. You know, just like they said, he wasn't gonna be effective. We'd be 8-8 with him starting. Well, okay, now this is where you break another cycle. So you got to do it. Then the Colts are hot. They are on fire.
So yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You definitely got to get them their credit as well.
But the good part about it is it's going to be snowing, and so that fire ain't going to burn long.
TJ, you know, before we touch on the Rams and Cowboys, I think the thing that I'm going to say about the Cowboys is that if the offense of Zeke, Dak, and Amari Cooper do not click, they will not win this game.
That's what I was going to say. It was like, you never know what's going to happen with them. It's just like the first half, they look terrible. But then, like, when nobody ain't watching the game, that's when they do something. So you never know what's going to happen.
But the Rams offense, I mean, honestly, their offense and defense, it just really hasn't, you know, been the same since the Kansas City Chiefs game, in my opinion. They just haven't looked the same. So,
yeah, our offense hasn't looked the same either. So, I mean,
our
offense hasn't looked the same either. Yeah. So it's kind of like we both maxed out in that game.
Yeah, y'all done combined for however many points, and y'all just, you know, put it all out there on the line.
But I will say that we have not scored less than 26 all season. They've had two games where they've scored 6 and less than that, or around the same. So
I remember that game. That one of those games against the Bears.
Yeah, it was like something to 6. Yeah,
wasn't that the Sunday
like 13
game?
To 6? Yeah, it was like that game. 13-6.
They looked bad against the Eagles too. But I will say, if Dak, Zeke, and Cooper don't show up immediately, I don't think it's going to hurt them quite as bad, because I think their defense can run with the Rams.
Yeah,
I think their defense can. If their defense can totally shut out the Saints, they can shut up the Rams too. So Dallas's defense is going to be – Dallas has got one – I mean, that's one of the better defenses left in the playoffs is Dallas. So
and also watch out for Todd Gurley, because he's a full go this weekend. So
yeah, but how long has it been since he played?
It was like week 16 or week 15.
It wasn't that many weeks.
Yeah, I was about to say, it wasn't that long.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying the Rams are, you know, I don't know who's going to win or lose, but I'm just saying that Dallas' defense is not to be underestimated.
Oh, yeah.
And if they start
oh, yeah.
getting – Jared Goff did not look good in the playoffs last year, so he better bring it this year.
That's true. That's true. And then we got the Chargers at the Patriots. I mean, honestly, and I'm going to let you, you know, go, Nate. I feel like the Chargers are going to come out slinging because they have all the weapons and the Patriots don't have it. Like the Patriots have barely been getting by. You know, they don't have what's his name anymore? Josh Gordon. And Rob Gronkowski hasn't been playing the same. I don't know what's wrong with him. And of course we all know about their defense, you know. So Nate,
their defense isn't bad. They are one tackle, one Rob Gronkowski, even if he tripped them away. They are one tackle away from being the number one seed again. Because if they had won that game, we'd have had the same record, and they'd already beat us. So they would have been the number one seed. I don't care what they look like in the regular season. I do not care. They are still, as long as Tom Brady's under center and Bill Belichick's on the sidelines, they are the most dangerous team, because that's even with what we're doing, what the Chargers are doing. It doesn't matter because they are the standard. And until you knock them off, which a couple of teams have done here and there, but I mean consistently, it doesn't matter what happens. The Patriots are the Patriots, and now they've had a week to rest. And the thing with Josh Gordon, they didn't start the season with him. So it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, but when they got him, they everything picked up. Because you got to remember, they ended up getting rid of Brandon Cook. And I feel like when they got rid of Brandon Cooks, it was just like, but then that's the thing about Tom Brady as well. I'm not counting him out either. Tom Brady can throw to anybody because that's just how good of a quarterback he is, you know. I mean, it's just like, I don't like, a few years ago, he had, Brandon Cook, I didn't know who he was. And it was just like, damn, he was throwing them touchdowns and everything. You know, Chris Hogan, Danny Amendola. I don't know who none of those guys are. But it was just
what?
Like,
You didn't know who Brandon Cook was with Drew Brees?
Mm-mm. No.
I found that out with him.
I mean, I knew who Chris Hogan was because they used to make the Hulk Hogan joke for one, and he was in Buffalo, and he used to kill the Chiefs every time they played. But I knew who Chris Hogan was. So.
And then, you know, like, oh no, you got it.
Well, no, I was just say Amendola. I remember from the Rams. He played with the Rams for years. So
yeah. And then, you know, last game you have now I'm telling you guys now, the Eagles at the Saints is going to be a low scoring game. I don't see this. I don't see Nick Foles just coming out slinging the ball. And like I said, Drew Brees as well. I don't see him coming out throwing 300 plus yards. You know, so look for that to be a low scoring game.
If I'm Saint Nick and I'm the Eagles, I already know what I'm attacking. I know who I'm attacking.
And who?
I'm going right after Eli Apple.
Yeah, dude.
Going after Eli
dude
Apple.
Is bad, man. I mean, he's not bad. He's probably no worse than DJ Hayden, but
he's masked. His struggles are masked by the fact that they're playing in the dome, they're playing at home, and then you got Marshawn Lattimore on the other side who's playing well. But I watched Ben and Juju and AB and just murder Eli Apple.
What was that? Week 16 or week 17?
15, 14, 15, somewhere in there. 16, I think, yeah. Just eat him alive. So I think that's where your matchups are.
Okay. All right. So, TJ, you got anything to say about that game?
I think he might start off slow. Because that's how Philly is when they had Nick Foles. They start off slow, but then, like, somehow, some way, you know, he gets wins. So that's what I think.
Well,
I don't know what's gonna happen with New Orleans though. I don't know, cause it's like they wishy washy. So
yeah,
I I don't know who's gonna show up. So, like Nate said, the championship DNA.
Yeah. Well, that's real.
Well, we're gonna find out, gentlemen. But with that being said, let's go ahead and knock out these top four picks. Nate, I'm gonna let you start with this one. Colts at the Chiefs.
Chiefs, this is the year. We're gonna do it. Okay. We can finally match quarterbacks with a team. They don't have the clear advantage at quarterback. They don't have the clear advantage on offense. And if they run that soft shell cover two defense, we're gonna destroy it. It won't work here. Cold weather, Andrews outside the dome. I'm picking the Chiefs.
For sure, TJ.
I'm gonna go. It's gonna be a high scoring game, in my opinion. I think it will be. Mm. But I'm kind of set on Mahomes. He's the MVP. He's the man. So I see them winning. I see them winning their first game. So I'm gonna give it to the Chiefs.
Okay.
Don't disappoint me, Nate. I'm rolling with the Chiefs this way.
I'm not playing. So,
all right. So second game, TJ, Cowboys at the Rams.
Cowboys at the Rams. It's like another like suspicious game. So, you said that who they're playing again?
Huh?
Oh, they're at the Rams because the Rams had that bye week. So. Ooh, I don't know. Coop back towards ACL, but I'm still go with the Rams on this one. So okay. I hope they come out swinging first.
All right, Nate.
I don't know which Dak Prescott's gonna show up, man. I want to pick the Cowboys, but
I did too. That's what I was like. I was kind of concerned on him.
Yeah, if Dak stinks it up, they're gonna get killed. I'm going with the Rams. I'm just going to take the safe bet. Go with the Rams at home.
That's the only reason I chose them, because they just playing at home. So
I don't. But that Dallas defense. You know what? I'm going with Dallas. I take it back. I'm going to pick the Cowboys. I'm going to pick the Cowboys defense.
Okay. Third game, Chargers at the Patriots. Nate, since we're in a division, I'll let you go first.
I'm gonna go with Brady and the Patriots.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
TJ.
You can't bet against Tom Brady. I had done it before, so you just can't. Especially in Foxborough. Everything about to be great tomorrow. I mean, was it Sunday or Saturday? Whenever the game is.
Sunday at noon.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay, for sure. And last but not least, Eagles at the Saints. Nate.
The last time the Eagles this season went to New Orleans, they went down there and got killed. And I picked them to beat New Orleans, and they went down there and got murdered. So...
on that win streak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they went down there and they just got plastered. So with that being said, I'm picking the Eagles again. This time, with a little revenge on their mind, with a playoff win under their belt. The Eagles defense is playing their butts off. I think, and you know what, bye weeks they haven't helped us for sure. I don't think they always help teams. The Saints were hot. They lost a couple of games. Of course, you know, Drew Brees and them didn't start the last game they lost, but they got killed in that game. And their worst starter, and their worst starters on the field. I think the Eagles are, I think they're pretty relatively healthy outside the guys that haven't played much all year. I think they're going to keep it going, man. And we might see an NFC East showdown to see who goes to the Super Bowl.
Okay. TJ.
I like how Nate broke it down like that. Snaps. I don't know, man. It's going to be tough.
Drew Brees versus Nick Foles.
Nick Foles at I don't know. That,
yeah, well, I mean, we said that all last year throughout the playoffs, that they keep winning games. I mean, Nick Foles he looks like Napoleon Dynamite, but I mean, he goes out there and he wins, man. That dude wins games. And the players even said it, like, that man, he's ice cold. Yeah. Like, nothing phases him, nothing stops him. I mean,
so I don't know, TJ. Did you end up picking someone? I know you know it takes you about 10 years.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to go with the Eagles on that one. So yeah.
Shout out TB.
man, TB, go fly Eagles, fly. Eagles. So everybody's rooting for TB's Eagles. Hey, we just gonna have to find out and see if they can pull that out in New Orleans.
Yeah, if Nick Foles if he beats Drew Brees, do you think he's gonna be on the team next year after all the work he's been doing, or do you think he's just gonna
he has to?
Yeah.
You gotta keep that.
That's your insurance.
Oh yeah, because he might get hurt again. You know,
man, Carson Wentz. You never know. You never know with Carson Wentz. So, but gentlemen, but with that being said, man. Our time has come to an end. Ladies and gentlemen, follow us. But with that being said, you know, we're just some guys that like sports.
We love sports. We love sports.
That's right. All right, everybody, have a good one.
Oh, yeah.
All righty.